Shifting to regulatory and international affairs, we have several stories that highlight how technology intersects with policy and global trade. The EU pesticide story might seem unrelated to technology, but it illustrates the challenges of global supply chain monitoring and verification.
Marcus, the detection of EU-banned pesticides in imported food products reveals fundamental limitations in our current inspection and verification systems. This connects directly to technological solutions for supply chain transparency and automated testing systems that could prevent these issues.
The economic implications are significant. European food safety standards are among the world's strictest, and violations like this can trigger broad trade restrictions or require expensive additional inspection regimes. Companies importing from affected regions could face substantial compliance costs and reputation damage.
What's particularly concerning is that these pesticides were banned in the EU for health and environmental reasons, but they're still being used in producing countries and making their way into European markets through inadequate screening. This suggests systematic failures in international coordination on chemical safety standards.
This connects to the broader challenge of regulatory arbitrage in global trade. Companies can exploit differences in environmental and safety standards between jurisdictions, but technology increasingly enables detection of these practices. Blockchain supply chain tracking, automated chemical analysis, and AI-powered pattern recognition could help address these issues.
The UK surveillance legislation that Signal is protesting represents a different kind of regulatory challenge. The tension between national security requirements and individual privacy rights. The statement from Signal highlights how encryption becomes a political issue when governments demand access to private communications.
From a business perspective, this creates impossible choices for technology companies. Complying with surveillance requirements in one jurisdiction can undermine user trust globally, but refusing compliance can mean losing access to major markets. Signal's approach of threatening to leave the UK market entirely is one response, but most companies can't afford such drastic measures.
The technical implications are equally challenging. Many of the surveillance capabilities that governments are demanding would require fundamental changes to encryption systems that would create new vulnerabilities. There's genuine technical consensus that you cannot create backdoors that are only accessible to authorized parties.
The Alberta separatism story involving Facebook reveals how social media platforms can be exploited for foreign influence operations. The fact that this involves paying overseas actors to promote separatist content shows the sophistication of modern information warfare.
This kind of campaign represents a significant evolution in influence operations. Rather than crude propaganda, we're seeing targeted efforts to amplify existing political divisions using local voices and authentic-seeming content. The attribution challenges here are enormous. Distinguishing between genuine grassroots activity and coordinated inauthentic behavior requires sophisticated analysis.
The business implications for social media platforms are substantial. They're caught between demands for content moderation and free speech principles, while also needing to detect and prevent foreign manipulation that may be technically sophisticated and carefully disguised as legitimate political discourse.
Looking at XAI's transformation into what looks more like a data center REIT than a frontier AI lab, we're seeing how the economics of AI training are reshaping entire business models. The massive infrastructure requirements for training large models are creating new categories of technology companies.
This is fascinating from a financial perspective. Traditional AI labs have been valued based on their research capabilities and model performance, but XAI appears to be pivoting toward infrastructure monetization. They're essentially becoming a specialized real estate company that rents compute capacity to AI researchers.
The technical rationale makes sense, though. Building the infrastructure for training frontier models requires massive capital investment in specialized hardware, power systems, and cooling infrastructure. Rather than treating this as a sunk cost, monetizing the infrastructure directly could provide more stable revenue streams than depending on uncertain AI product development.
But here's where regulatory questions become important. If XAI is primarily an infrastructure company rather than an AI research company, it should be regulated differently. Data center REITs face different compliance requirements, tax treatment, and investor protection rules than technology research companies.
This also raises questions about market concentration in AI infrastructure. If a few companies control the specialized hardware required for frontier AI training, they effectively control who can participate in advanced AI research. This could create new forms of technological dependency that have significant geopolitical implications.
The Ticketmaster discussion in the Ask HN section touches on regulatory capture and market concentration in live entertainment. The fact that no real competitor has emerged, despite widespread consumer dissatisfaction, suggests structural barriers that go beyond normal market competition.
Now, let's examine what might be our most confident claim today, that regulatory pressure will force fundamental changes in how big tech companies operate across different jurisdictions. The conventional wisdom is that companies will adapt their systems to comply with varying requirements while maintaining global platforms. But what if this assumption is wrong? What if the compliance costs and technical complexity become so high that we see genuine platform fragmentation, different versions of major services for different regulatory environments? If companies start choosing to exit markets rather than comply with conflicting requirements, we could see a reversal of technological globalization that would fundamentally reshape how digital services work. We should watch for major platforms announcing market exits or significant feature differences between regions that would signal this fragmentation is accelerating faster than anyone expects.